So, what does your project require? What skill? And do you have it? I think analyzing is a good thing because, like we'll see in this story, by analyzing, God was able to tell him how to deal with the problem. What I find interesting is that God does not tell him, no, you are a good communicator. God agrees with him that he is not a good communicator. So it tells you Moses was not faking it. Just like the credibility issue was real, even this is a real thing. He grew with the parents telling him, we are preparing you as leadership, but your major problem is the fact that you do not have the ability to communicate well. So he knew it. Everybody around him told him. And yet God had chosen to use him. Back to my statement, God, in his wisdom, sometimes picks people who are not qualified and qualifies them. Yet around them are people who are qualified, but whom he has not called. So it is in his decision as to who he will use. And he may have chosen to use you, yet you are lacking in a particular skill that is needed. So the issue is identify it. Don't fake it. Don't try to imagine you have it when you don't have it. Come to God and say, God, this is where you have called me to work. This is the skill that is required, and I don't have it. And God will show you what to do about the problem. Don't try to fake that you have something you actually don't have.